And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of July, 2011. 1937, on this day, Hormel Foods introduced Spam to America, pre-cooked pork and ham in a can with an aspic gelatin holding it together, originally called Hormel Spiced Ham. And it's assumed that the name Spam stands for spiced meat and ham. Though in Britain, during World War II, they called it specially processed American meat or supply-pressed American meat, and some people suggested it stood for something posing as meat or spare parts animal meat. And somehow it came to stand also for unsolicited, unwanted bulk email advertising. 1946, on this day, the bikini was introduced in Paris, designed by Louis Rayard, who hired an exotic dancer from the Casino de Paris to model it, and said in his advertisements that a swimsuit wasn't really a bikini unless you could pass it through a wedding ring. The brief two-piece swimsuit dates back much farther than the 1940s, however. Roman mosaics depict women swimming in outfits that resembled the bikini. Historians have found evidence that a form of the bikini may have been popular in ancient Minoan civilizations 3,600 years ago. 1954, on this date, Elvis Presley recorded his first single, That's All Right, Mama. He went to Sun Records to record. He did a couple of crooner tunes, Harbor Lights and I Love You Because. And then during a break, he started jamming with the band, tuned by Arthur Big Boy Crudup, That's All Right, Mama. And Sam Phillips in the control room said, That's it. It's the birthday of Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte, a resort town outside Paris, 1889, to a well-off family who encouraged Cocteau in all of his aspirations. So he set out to write poems and plays and novels and make movies and paint. Grew up in Paris, published his first book of poems, Aladdin's Lamp, at the age of 19. Jean Cocteau, who said, Listen carefully to first criticisms made of your work. Note just what it is about your work that critics don't like, then cultivate it. That's the only part of your work that's individual and worth keeping. Here's a poem for today by Lou Lipsitz entitled Have a Day. Have a nice day, have a memorable day, have, however unlikely, a life-changing day, have a day of soaking rain and lightning, have a confused day thinking about fate, have a day of holes, have a day of poorly marked, unrecognizable holes you cannot fathom, have a ferocious day, a bleak, unbearable day, have a riotously unproductive day, a grim, jaw-clenched Clint Eastwood vengeful law enforcement day. Have a day of raging, hair-yanking jealousy and meanness. Have a day of almost grasping how whole you are, a finely tuned, empty day. Have a nice day of walking and circling, a day of stalking and hunting, of planting strange seeds and wandering in the woods. Have a day of endearing nonsense, of hopelessly combing your hair, a day of yielding, of swallowing hard, breathing more deeply, a day of fondness for beetles and macabre spectacles, of irreverence about anything you want, of just sitting and wondering. Have a day of wondering if it's going to help, or if it just doesn't matter, a day of dark winds and torrents flowing through the valley, of diving into cool water and gasping for breath, a day of sudden hunger for communion. Have a day when the crusts you each were given are lost and you stumble with your fellows, searching endlessly together. A poem by Lou Lipsitz, Have a Day, from If This World Falls Apart, published by Lynx House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.